Let's open our Bibles here this morning to the small little epistle of Peter, 1 Peter, which is towards the back of your Bible. 1 Peter, and I'm going to go to chapter 4, read a couple verses there. 1 Peter chapter 4, and I'm going to start reading at verse number 7 and read through verse 11. 1 Peter chapter 4, if you have your place in your Bibles, let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand while God's Word is being read here this morning. And this is what God's Word tells us through the Apostle Peter. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others faithfully, administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, as we start this new calendar year here at Beech Grove Church, I just pray that the scripture that was just read, that this is who we can be. That you will mold us into people who can be genuine examples of Jesus Christ. Not just claiming Him as our Lord and not just claiming Him as our Savior, but modeling Him in our lives so that when people see us, they will know indeed who our Master is. To you be the praise and glory, and we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. And you may be seated. Today's message will certainly be informational and not so much theological. Today we're going to kick off a new year in the life of our church here at Beech Grove. And I want to begin this new year by giving you some general information about our church so that everyone in here knows and understands what Beech Grove Christian Church is all about. First, I would like to say this, that this particular church, Beech Grove Church, we are not affiliated with any Protestant denomination. We are what you would call non-denominational. And that's good in the fact that we do not follow any doctrinal statements of a hierarchy, nor do we have to pay any apportionments, any finances to a denominational hierarchy. We are what you call completely autonomous here at Beech Grove Church. Any tithes and offerings, any money that we receive here, stays here. This building and this grounds that we have here, they're all paid for. This church does not owe anybody or anyone anything. That's a good place to be, my friends. That's a real good place to be. But on the other side of being non-denominational, it can be maybe bad in the fact that the teaching and theology, which would primarily come from me, can go in any liberal direction because there is no sense of direction. There's no sense of checks and balances except for what you, the congregation, may bring to attention. But in my 6+ years here as your pastor, this has not been the case, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later on. If you don't already know this, I love this church. I do. Good things happen at Beech Grove Christian Church. We are blessed. This is a blessed congregation. And I continue to be excited to be able to be called your pastor. And this morning I want to share with you 3 segments of this church that I believe make Beech Grove Christian Church a very blessed church. place to be. First, I would like to talk about our church board. Every church has an administrative side. It has a theological side, but there's that other side called the administrative side. Every month, these men and women on the board, they meet to make administrative decisions concerning this church. Since we are a small church, we are fortunate that most of the time we don't have really big decisions to make. And that's good. But decisions, nonetheless, still do need to be made. And this administrative branch of this church, I believe, makes very wise decisions. Decisions are made about the maintenance of the building, the grounds, things like that. And decisions are made about making the best use out of the finances and resources that we take in here at this church. And I will say this, and I say it quite often, Beech Grove Christian Church is a very generous church. We give because we understand the biblical concept that it's more blessed to give than to receive. And I believe that we are also blessed because we also believe the biblical concept that you reap what you sow. And for some reason, every month I sit in there on that church board meeting and I look at the financial report, and somehow we always seem to have more money than what we've ever taken in. And that's the difference between doing human math and doing God's math. It's just another way that I believe that He blesses us. And I don't ever want to see this church cease being a generous church. At this point in time, if you are a member of the church board, I would like for you to stand. If you're a member of the church board, stand up. Daryl, Joyce Ray, Kim, Joni, Kay, Cindy, and Gail and Linda Thompson are both on the church board. These are the folks that make those wise administrative decisions. And Donna Falls also is part of that. So and Roger. Roger just doesn't want to stand. Thank you all for being the church board that you are. Thank you. Appreciate what you do. A church will not and does not survive without a strong administrative backbone. And when we cease to being this type of church board that we already are, we're going to cease being blessed as a church. That was segment number one. Segment number two is this. You, our congregation. I have been a part of a large church. I've been part of a medium-sized church. And I've been part of a small church. Each church size has its advantages and it has its disadvantages. We don't have a great number of people here to do a variety of ministries. But I think that's okay. We don't offer everything to everybody. But then again, that's not who Beech Grove Christian Church is. But what we do offer, I think we do very well. And one of the best things that we offer is you, the people, the congregation. It is you who makes visitors feel welcome. It is you who prays for others. It is you who encourages others when others need encouragement. But the best thing that I see from my standpoint, kind of as an outsider looking in, because I come from the other side of the mountain, the other way over there. No one in here ever feels like they're better than the next person. There's no cliques. There's no social circles. We're all just a body of believers who gather together on a Sunday morning to do one thing, worship God in spirit and in truth. And I believe a church does not survive without a strong, cohesive congregation. And when we cease being that type of congregation, that we're going to cease being blessed as a church. So, church board, a church congregation. And the third segment that I want to cover this morning is me, your pastor. I want to talk about my past ministry here at Beech Grove Church and where I see us going in the future. Here's some facts that you probably already know. I preached my first sermon here on October the 21st, 2007. And when I walked into the church that morning, there was a young man named Phil Thompson who greeted me and made me feel welcome. After some casual conversation with Phil, I asked him, "Hey, what denomination is this church?" And he said, "We're non-denominational." And I says, ask him the next theological question. "Well, does your teaching slant? Is it Arminian or is it Calvinistic?" And he looked at me with this look on his face. He said, "I have no idea what that means. We just believe the Bible." And he said, "Oh, by the way, you're conducting the whole service this morning. Just follow the bulletin." I'm in my seventh year here at Beech Grove Christian Church. I have preached 291 sermons. And I've managed to pay attention throughout every last one of them. All of the bulletin sermon notes from every sermon are on our church website. And most of the audio sermons that are done here are also on our church website. You can listen to, you can download. And I also manage the church website. And if you haven't looked at it lately, I gave it a new look for 2014. Kind of, it's at www.beechgrovecc.org. You can go there and check it out. And it has a lot of good information, I believe, on it. Do I remember everything from all of my sermons? Absolutely not. No way. And I bet you don't either, do you? And that's okay. Have I ever preached the same sermon twice? I've used bits and pieces from old sermons and put them together, but I've never really preached the same sermon twice. Have I ever preached someone else's sermon? No. Have I ever bought sermons off the internet? No. I feel like if the Holy Spirit doesn't lead me, I don't need to be standing here. Okay? I don't concern myself with the number of people who attend this church. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, that he will build the church on the rock of the gospel message. Therefore, my concern as the pastor must be with the truth of the theology that I preach and that I teach. I've come to the understanding that my human wisdom and cleverness of marketing the gospel to try to increase church growth, it's never going to work. So I will continue as your pastor to work on the depths of the truth of the truths that I preach, and I'm sure Jesus will continue to take care of the breadth of the people who show up on a Sunday morning. I preach a God-centered theology. It's not about what we are or what we can get. It's about who he is and what we can give. And understanding God must be central to the Christian faith. And because of this focus, over the years we have learned some new words in these sermons. Words like theodicy, which is the defense of God's justice in the midst of calamity and man's suffering. We learned that from the book of Job. We learned the word soteriology, which is the study of the doctrine of salvation, how a person gets saved. We've learned the word propitiation, which is to appease or to gain favor. Jesus was a propitiation for our sins. And the word proliferation, which means to grow rapidly. The book of Acts, the message went out and the church grew rapidly. But I believe the most important word that we've learned over the years has got to be the word sovereignty. Sovereignty. I believe we have learned that God is sovereign. I'm just going to read this, some of my favorite scripture from Isaiah chapter 46, verses 8 through 11, about sovereignty. 46, 8 through 11. You've heard this all before. This is God speaking through the prophet Isaiah. "Remember this, fix it in mind. Take it to heart, you rebels. Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand and I will do all that I please. From the east, I summon a bird of prey from a far off land, a man to fulfill my purpose. What I have said, that I will bring about. What I have planned, that I will do. I like knowing that God is sovereign and in total control of things that are going on this earth, and not mankind. In other words, God can do really what he wants to do when he wants to do it to whomever he wants to do it, and he does it for his own good pleasure. And that's okay. I'm on his team, and I'm sure you are too. I hope you are. And that is what the reason I call this a God-centered theology. How do I grow in my spiritual walk? I think that's a fair question. How do I grow? I study trusted preachers from the past as I'm doing my research. People like Charles Spurgeon, John Calvin, Jonathan Edwards. Modern day preachers that I study and learn from, the list is very short. They go by names like this: John MacArthur from his Grace to You Ministries, R.C. Sproul, Ligonier Ministries, Charles Stanley, I think we all know him, In Touch Ministries, David Jeremiah, Turning Point Ministries, Jack Graham, PowerPoint Ministries. I will say this, you already know this, most preachers on TV today, I absolutely refuse to watch. And who's on that list? I'll keep that list to myself. I cannot tell you what preachers to watch and which ones not to watch, which ones to listen to and which ones not to listen to, which ones to read and which ones not to read. That's your decision. But I do want to direct each and every person in here, including myself, to be discerning. Good word, key word for the year. Discerning. I encourage all of us to be like the Bereans in Acts chapter 17, verse 11, who searched the scriptures daily to make sure that what Paul was teaching and what he said was true. And I encourage you to do that same thing with me also. I'm no different. If you have been here at Beach Grove for any length of time, you know what my beliefs are and what I teach. I'm ultra conservative. There's not one liberal bone in this body. I listen to, I study, and I preach only Reformed theology. Some may think that makes my preaching old, boring, and out of date. And I prefer to think of it as sound, relevant, and biblical. I refuse to hop on the bus of the new and improved way of doing Christianity that you see all the time on TV. And I will say this, if that's the church that you're looking for, the church of the new and improved, you have the wrong church. If you're looking for the church of the new and improved pastor and new ways of doing things, you found the wrong pastor. I do not need anything new, and I preach nothing new. You know me. Everything I need for sound doctrine is found right here. I don't need to look any further. It's all right here in this book. A church does not survive without strong preaching and teaching. And when I cease being the type of pastor, that type of pastor, then we will cease to be blessed as a church. So, strong church board, strong congregation, strong preaching. So what should we expect from the pulpit this year? Where are we going in 2014? Good question. And I've prayed a whole lot about that. And I believe the direction that I want to go this year is this. 2 years ago, we took a journey through the New Testament in 2012, if you remember. We had daily reading, and then I would come back in the Sunday after and preach upon on something that we read from that past week. And this year we're going to do something very, very similar. Hey, did you notice the bulletins have a slightly new look to them here today? If you have your bulletin, take your bulletin out. I want to share something with you as to where the preaching is going to go. The inside of the bulletin is pretty much the same. I still have the insights on the right-hand side, and I'm going to add some pastor quotes. But on the back side is our daily scripture reading for the week. Hey, and then there's something just to the right of that. Daily Scripture Bible Jeopardy! You've all seen the show Jeopardy, haven't you? You know, where you phrase your answer in the form of a question. So, Every week, I'm going to put some questions here in the bulletin. And as you read your daily reading, do you notice I said, as you read your daily reading? You think I'm trying to encourage you, do your daily reading. You'll find the answers to the questions. And then what will happen is, next week, we'll come in here, and I'll give you the answers to these questions. And you also, I don't have it listed here, but it'd be nice if you had like the chapter and verse of where you found your answer. So then I know that you're really searching the scriptures, okay? And then more than likely, one of these four questions next week is something I'm going to preach on, okay? So that's kind of the way we're going to do it for 2012. I want to be an encourager to you. I want to make sure that you open your Bibles on a daily basis and you read and you grow. Remember, there's a lot of different ways we can grow as Christians. The best way is this: God's Word transforms lives. I don't know how I can say it any clearer, any plainer. I say it all the time. If you want to grow in Christ, you open your Word and you read it. So that is where we're going to go as far as the sermon series is for next year. It's not going to be a series like I did this past year, 2013. The sermon that I'm going to preach on will be something that's in our scripture reading. More than likely, it'll be based on one of these four questions that I have in your bulletin. So that's kind of where we're going. So where are we going as a church in 2014? Well, here's where we have to go as a church in 2014. We will continue to be an administrative board that makes wise decisions and is generous with our finances. As a church, we will continue to be a congregation who prays for, who encourages, and makes every person who comes into this church feel welcome. And I will continue to be a pastor who preaches sound doctrine and not what anybody's itching ears want to hear. If you are in this church and you're already a part of this church, folks, this is what we must do. Why? Because it's worked. It has worked. It continues to work. And I want it to work for another year and in years to come. If you are here and you want to be part of this church, you're certainly welcome to join us any Sunday. But if you're going to be a part of the congregation of Beech Grove Church, this is what we do. We will not deviate in the future what we have done so well in the past. Things that have enabled this church to be a blessed congregation. And one last thing that I will say, what can get in the way? Well, remember, Satan is like a roaring lion out there who wants to steal, kill, and destroy everything that's happening within this church. And he's going to try to get to me, and he's going to try to get to you. And he does it in his sneaky little subtle ways that look so convincing sometimes, don't they? He disguises himself as what? An angel of light, right? But when we let sin dominate our lives as individuals, then we're going to start losing out on the blessings that God has provided. So I encourage you to resist the devil, as James says, and he will flee from you. I encourage you to be prayer warriors, to pray for this church, pray for the congregation, pray for me, pray for our church board. I encourage you to do what you've been doing over all these years, because it has worked. Beech Grove Church certainly is a blessed church. And I believe 2014 is going to be another great year in the life of this congregation. Amen? Well, let's go to God in prayer.